Hey everyone, happy Saturday. I hope you're all doing well. I thought it was time to do another ramble thingy where I talk about nothing important for like 15 minutes. I think the last time I did one of these, I asked you guys if you had any TV show recommendations, and I just want to say thank you real quick for your guys' suggestions. I want to watch them all. I probably don't have the time to binge that many series, but I definitely want to. And I have a TV show list on my phone of TV shows that I want to watch in the future, and I added quite a few of your guys' ideas to there. So, yeah, thank you so much. Right now, I am watching You on Netflix. That's the serial killer show starring Penn Badgley. And the fourth season came out Thursday. So, I've watched the first episode. And it's pretty good. My favorite season was season one. And so far, season one is still my favorite. And I kind of miss the first season. It's, the show is cool because each season takes place in a different location. So season one was New York. And season two was LA. Season three was in a suburb, I think. A suburb near LA. But then season four, so far it's taking place in London. So, yeah, that's fun. But I kind of miss the New York setting. I don't know why, I really liked that season. But wow, the characters, very problematic. But that's what makes it interesting to watch, I guess. No one wants to watch a series starring a bunch of sane, stable characters, right? I've also been watching One Tree Hill, which I mentioned before, because I couldn't really get into it very much. At the time, I'd only watched a few episodes, but since then I've watched more of it. And yeah, I'm warming up to it. I think it's good. The only thing keeping me from being, like, obsessed with it is that it's a little too high school-y for me, maybe. Which is funny, because my favorite genre used to be basically just high school shows. And now, I'm a little over it, I guess. But it's still a good show. And there are eight seasons? There might be eight seasons, so I doubt they're going to be in high school for all eight seasons, unless they're all very poor students and they all get held back. But yeah, that's the cool thing about shows with so many seasons. It's kind of, I try not to like look up anything about the show because I don't want spoilers and I don't want to see how they all look when they're older. I want to wait until I get to season eight and I can be like, oh my gosh, they're all grown up. It's also fun watching really long shows that are of that, like, coming of age genre, because you kind of know going into it that at some point every character is gonna have dated each other. Like, I don't know how many of you have seen Gossip Girl, but in that show, everyone dates each other at some point. And, like, they've all swapped girlfriends and boyfriends, and it's that show, oh my gosh, also very problematic characters. I feel like there's another show that has a lot of relationship swapping. What is it? Oh, I might be thinking of Vampire Diaries. That has a little bit less, but still. Oh, also season three of Outer Banks is coming out in, I think, late February. I'm pretty excited about that. when I first watched the show, I actually wasn't too crazy about it. I thought it was good, but I was kind of like, eh, whatever. And then I watched it again, and the second time watching it, I really liked it. So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what changed. But I really liked it the second time watching it. And now I'm pretty excited for the third season. But I gotta say, the second season, the writing was kind of all over the place. I just remember being kind of like, okay, come on, they could do better than that. Like, the type of situations that the characters would get themselves into because of their lack of foresight or stupid mistakes, or I just remember that they were chasing, or no, they were watching the villain guy, and he killed someone, and they saw it, and they were, like, videotaping it. Sorry for spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Outer Banks. Feel free to skip the next minute or so. But they were videotaping it. They caught the murder on camera, and then one of them screams, "Murderer!" at the villain guy. And then he turns around, and then they're like, "Oh no, he sees us, we have to run." Like, what? If they were trying to be sneaky, why did they scream at him? I don't know. And then, of course, one of them, they were climbing down a ladder, and then one of them, like, steps on the other's hand, and then they drop the camera, and then they start yelling at each other. And I was just like, come on. Come on, you guys. But what I like about the show is there's a lot of adventurous type of stuff where they have to crawl through tiny spaces or solve some kind of mystery and then follow a map and then, you know what I mean? I love that kind of genre. I so badly want to go on a treasure hunt. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I wish that I would stumble upon a treasure map or something. And then have to go on a quest to find the treasure. That would just be so fun. And I don't even care about the treasure. I don't even have to find the treasure necessarily. I just want to go on a quest. I guess what I could do is I could just make up my own treasure map and then send myself on a wild goose chase. But that feels a little bit pathetic, so I won't stoop to that just yet. What else did I want to say? I'm learning piano. I got myself an electric keyboard, and it's so much fun. I love it so much. I'm not learning sheet music. I'm just learning which keys are where. There's a YouTube channel called, I think, Pianonize, or something. And they post piano tutorials for a huge variety of songs. So I've just been practicing with those. And I'm having so much fun with it. The only problem is I'm so bad at using both hands. For me, it's like rubbing your belly and patting your head, except a million times worse. I'm so bad at it. But, I've been practicing a lot, and it's really soothing and relaxing to practice. And I don't know, it's just fun to take up a new hobby. What else is new? I'm also trying to work out more often. I've been doing these little at-home workouts. I don't know, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this. I don't know if you guys remember, I blacked out at the gym several months ago. I guess I was taking it too far. I was staying very hydrated. I don't know what I did wrong, but I guess I took it too far because I blacked out and then someone called paramedics and it was, yeah, intense. But, that was fine though. But I haven't, I kind of stopped going to the gym, and now I really want to work out again because I've felt very weak lately. I have zero upper body strength, and I really want to be able to, like, you know, open a pickle jar without feeling like I'm gonna pass out. That's where I'm at. So I need to build a little bit of muscle in my twiggy little arms. And yeah, I think it'll be good for me to get some exercise, because I honestly haven't been getting very much exercise at all lately. Wish me luck on my fitness journey. But I'm actually pretty excited about it, and I feel really good after working out. It's a good feeling. Except that sometimes I do feel very faint. It's kind of hard for me to not overexert myself. So, like earlier today, I was doing some workouts and I had to just lay on my carpet staring up at the ceiling for a good 10 minutes afterwards. And my heart was just like boom, 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 boom. But yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna get strong. Mark my words. I have been writing so much lately, writing scripts, but only partially, so I'll write like 300 words of one and then I'll abandon it, but I'll save it for the future, so I can go back to it and write the rest of it. But I've done that with like 5 different scripts, so I have a bunch of partially written scripts on my computer, so yeah, but I plan on finishing all of them, and I'm really excited about them. Should I just tell you guys? One of them is another goth girl one. One of them is a camping type of thing, and it's like a patching you up one, except that I'm the one injured and the listener is patching me up. And then I also want to do, I have an ex-girlfriend one planned, and the goal is to make it kind of a long one, but I don't know how long it'll be, but I'm hoping for like 20 to 30 minutes. Maybe 30 minutes is too ambitious, but I really want to make longer audios. It's just, I struggle with that a lot. Like for me with writing a script, a lot of the time with the dialogue that I think of, a lot of the time I feel like less is more. So, you know, if I'll write like a paragraph or whatever, and then I'll be like, you know what, I feel like it would just sound better if it was just one simple sentence. So I struggle to reach 3,000 words. 3,000 words would be a 30-minute script, for reference. I usually write about 1,200 to 1,500. Anyway, I'm really excited about these scripts, so I hope you guys like them. I think my next audio is going to be a goth girl one. I am commissioning art for that, so that should be ready by next week. So yeah, that's exciting. Anyway, I guess that's all I have to say. If you've listened to this till the very end, thank you for sticking around. These are obviously kind of boring. I'm not talking about anything important or relevant, but yeah, I figure this is something to either fall asleep to or, I don't know, listen to if you're incredibly, incredibly bored. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I love you all very much. Mwah.